Always love spinning that track back in the day. It's your host, Gunner, Steel City Music. Of course, you are listening to Hit Me Up on the website, steelcitymusic.ca, if you got a request or anything, or interviews and all that other fun stuff. Okay, in the first half hour of this wonderful hour, you're going to hear an interview with Haley Varell. She has a new single that's coming out. I want you to check that out. And also, totally impressed by these covers. I spun this before. It's Jolene, the Dolly Parton song, covered by Miley Cyrus, who turns out to be the goddaughter of Dolly Parton. Really enjoyed that, this song. And also, I heard this track through TikTok, and I saw an interview with her on Joe Rogan. When we're talking about Miley Cyrus, her cover of Blondie's Heart of Glass, her throat and her singing has changed over the last little while. She had to get some operations on her throat because she was just pushing her voice so, so hard. So you can hear the differences from Jolene to the Heart of Glass cover, which was which is a live version that she did at the iHeart Festival. But here's this really silly, stupid, hooky song stuck in my head. You Know Me, Love Him, Drake out of Canada, Tirana. Well, Paramore did a cover, and I just think they did a fantastic cover of it. So maybe I'm kind of stealing elements of John Conway's show. He would never play this, but I'm going to play it. Paramore's cover of Passion Fruit. Just amazing here on Steel City Music. You're going to love it.
Thank you. do, Jolene. And you could have your choice of men, but I can never love again, 'cause he's the only one for me, Jolene. 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 Well, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene.
Hey, it's Steel City Music, your friend Gunner here, and joining me on the line right now is Haley Verrill. She has a new single out, which I got this morning, and I got ahead of some other people, and I plugged it in, and I started listening to it, and I was amazed and happy on how great that song sounds. Hey, welcome to the show, Haley.
Thank you for having me, Gunner. I really appreciate it.
You know, so how you been, man? Like, the last time I chatted with you was, like, I think well before COVID. It was, like, almost 2019 was the last time you came by and you brought up your guitar.
Yeah, I can't remember the exact date, but I know I've met you a year ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wish we could meet in person again, but
well, we had
unfortunately, we can't.
Well, we had a lot of fun the last time you came up to the Hawk, because we're hanging out in the studio and we're doing the catch-up thing, and I was finding a little bit more about you, and then I found out I think you went to, like, Conestoga for music, was it?
I went to Centennial College.
Centennial,
of music.
That's what it was. I know I was not drawn back would be the term, but I was a little shocked on for someone your age that would have that much knowledge about how to start a music career. I was like, wow, I mean, she's really got this on the ball. And now it just seems to be just a little bit more now that you've, a year since I've known you. Now you have this new single out called Dance Around It. Tell us about the new single.
So this new single is a fun poppy tune, and I'm having so much fun with it. When I heard it, I was like, whoa, this is totally me. So I started recording it and singing it with my producer, Dustin Bird, and it was really amazing of what the product came out to be, and I'm so happy that I was able to put this song out.
Now, with Dustin, did you do that in his studio, or did you guys go to another studio, or do you have a home studio to work out of?
So we did it at his studio.
And is it a known commercial studio, or is it just a private studio for him?
I believe it's a private studio for him, but he does a lot of his demos and a lot of his other clients work there as well.
Right. How did you meet up with him?
So I met him the first time at the Moonshine Cafe in Oakville,
right,
which was really fun. But I always saw him online, and my radio tracker also knew him and connected me with him. So it was so amazing I made.
Right. Now, with this with this song, Dance Around It, some of your previous stuff that you've put up on Spotify and shared with people are singer-songwriter style, a softer listen, if you will. But with this new track, Dance Around, it just goes right. It just reminded me of pop country radio. Was that the intent of this song, or did Dustin originally, or did Dustin change it around for it to sound like that?
So this is a style that I would love to go for, which is pop country.
Mm-hmm.
So it's way different from anything you've seen before. I want to stand out, and I can't wait for people to hear it and say, whoa, this is not the girl I knew before.
Right.
I want to change everybody's mindset and be like, whoa, this girl can sing pop country, not just traditional, but now she's going pop. And I'm having so much fun with it. I'm listening to so much pop country on the radio,
right,
and on Spotify that's the genre that I'm kind of gravitating towards. Alright guys, thank you for listening. This is Haley Verrill. Be sure to check out my song Dance Around It, available on all streaming platforms and Steel City Music.
something in the way you've been looking at me that we both can't deny. Ain't just nothing, there's something buzzing between us and a warmth and a closing time. The thought of an ice cold beer, but it became something that ain't just gonna disappear. I've never felt nothing like being so high and seeing so clear.
Music in minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, our very own Tragically Hip.
Hey, my name is Cord Sinclair from Tragically Hip. Coming up in this country, become very aware very quickly that Canada punches above its weight culturally, musically, and it's because of the live music venues. This is a difficult country to tour, and going back and forth and the distance between the venues, you either have to get good real quick or you quit. And that's our strength. And right now, our live music venues from coast to coast to coast are in serious trouble.
Yeah, I don't know what musicians would do without live music venues. The music industry has not been kind ever, really, to the artists. But the last 20 years have seen artists' ways of supporting themselves winnowed away. Until we're down to playing live, that's it. No one's making money off Spotify or YouTube, really. Not enough to make a living. You make your living plying your trade in the clubs and music venues. And if they start to go under, and it's looking like they're going to, we're all in trouble. There will be no Tragically Hip. There will be no bands. You know, they'll exist online, I guess, but no one will be able to do it as a career. It's a pretty dire situation, and I just hope people appreciate that. I hope the governments appreciate that, and we need to act immediately to support clubs and live music, and it's a cultural issue for this country, an issue of cultural survival.
Absolutely. Before we can export our culture around the world, we have to make sure that a young men and women from Victoria, British Columbia, know music from St. John's, Newfoundland, and from Nunavut, and all over the country. And that requires venues for the young musicians to come and play and perform and earn their money and preserve the great culture of this country.
For more information, visit supportcanadianvenues.ca.
Pure Phase Radio, Mondays, 8 to 10, featuring The Deal.
What's up?
And Tom Flood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. All right, it's the yin and the yang. It's like, you're really cool, and I'm just like, whatever.
On the Hawk, 101.5 FM. Straight from the heart of Steel Town.
I love the enthusiasm. I love the energy.
This is Hamilton Music.
Monster Truck. The Dirty Mill. Like a canine, in your headlights, the that's what heaven feels like. Strathcona.
Diversity, brother.
The Government of Canada and public health experts are taking action to protect Canadians from COVID-19. Protect yourself and others, especially those with medical conditions and older adults. Wash your hands often. Avoid touching your face. Cough or sneeze into your arm and disinfect surfaces. You should also avoid crowded places. Avoid all non-essential travel outside of Canada. And if you're sick, stay home. To learn more, visit canada.ca/coronavirus. A message from the Government of Canada.
Looking for a way to connect with your community from home this summer? Do you have a unique knowledge of a particular genre of music or a subject? If you have access to a modest home recording setup, you could produce your very own radio show for the Hawk 101.5 FM from your bedroom, basement, or garage. As our studios are currently closed to the public due to COVID-19 health precautions, all of our weekly radio shows are being produced off-site by our dedicated volunteers. If you're interested in community media making and you feel there's something underrepresented on the Hawk airwaves, get in touch with us. Go to 1015thehawk.ca and click on the contact link and send us a message. We'll help you get started to make great radio from home. Share your voice with The Hawk 101.5 FM. Yes, we put that garden
in. Let's give me that microphone.
This is my microphone. There are many mic industries, but this one.
Now back to Steel City Music.
Welcome back to Steel City Music. Your host, Gunner, here in this half of this hour, spinning tunes. Oh, there'll be some Canadiana. Not Canadiana at the very end, but classic songs by request. Only You from Yazoo, and also Talk Talk, It's My Life. Mark Hollis passed away, was it last year, the lead singer? Man, that guy was like really cool. Just like a great singer. And he ended up retiring just to raise his kids. Like, that's it. Pulled a Rick Moranis and said, nope, I'm going to raise my kids, make sure that they turn out all right. And gave up his career. So that's very noble. MGMT with the track At Little Dark Ages, something I haven't heard in such a long time. Really super cool electronica thing there. Austria with the track I Am Not Waiting. It's one of the recent ones that they put out. Kind of lost track for them for a little while. I spun some of their stuff earlier, about 3 or 4 months ago, and then I'm just getting back into listening to them. They're out of Toronto. Zune with Bleach Waves, very cool Canadiana band. Check them out. They are charting across all the campus charts. So that's really cool. But starting things off, Acculite. I like the softness of it. I like the delivery on it. It's a cool track named Pay It Forward. And you're going to hear that right now on Steel City Music. We'll be right back.
what's to come. The image of the dead, dead is in my mind. Policemen swear to God, but sleeping from the judge. I know my friends and I would probably turn and start. If you get out of bed, come find us heading for the bridge.
looking from a window above. It's like a story of love. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday. I'm moving farther.
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, welcome back to Steel City Music, and I always say this because I'm the host of the show, Gunner, and I'm always saying welcome back because I think you left, but maybe you never left, but maybe you should leave just to take a break from my voice. I know I do. On the line with me right now is Chris Poor from Frail State, a cool dude who I met 2 years ago when I was just coming back to The Hawk to start doing some radio again. He was coming into first year radio, and he sent me some songs for the Steel City music site, Frail State. And then he was a first-year radio student. I met him when we were working together last year at the station. And now he's coming into second-year radio. He has a new album out. You can grab it on Bandcamp and other streaming services. It's called Bury the Static, Frail State, the creator, Chris Poor. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, man.
Was it really a year ago?
It might have been longer. Yeah. Because
was it like really the first one, too?
It was... When I restarted doing the Steel City Music, website, it was like 2018, I believe, with my pal Tyler, and then Tyler dropped off, and I just carried on with it. And it was—I swear—it was I just started doing the radio show in July of 2019, I believe. I think.
Oh, well, there
and
you
were
are.
One of—I think you were one of the first people that just either. During that time where I had you on the air and I was spinning your music or just on the blog itself and then doing the show. So yeah, it's been a while. And of course it seems like 10 years now because of COVID, you know, that time seems to be dragging so much. But having said that, that time is dragging for everyone. You have been busy with school, and during your off time, you've been still working away at your music. Tell us about Bury the Static.
Especially with the pandemic, I was already more or less, I'm going to say, halfway through the album by the time the pandemic hit.
Right.
But then obviously with all that time off, no school, no work, no nothing, what else am I going to do? So
sure. It
really gave me a time to chop away at the album.
Yeah.
But as for the album itself, so this is kind of a second part to like a two-part story. Like when I was on your show last time, I was talking about the first EP, which was technically part one of this big story that revolves around just battles with depression and anxiety and all the fun things that come around with that stuff.
Sure.
So this album is more or less like the important plot point of the story, because the first one was just the main details, and then this is just kind of like filling in the gaps type thing. But it's still pretty important though, because it's hard to explain without it being like completely one big album. But the idea is just like it's a very personal album, just about dealing with all these kind of battles and anxieties and everything like that, and just
Sure. Finding
yourself in this like cycle that's just kind of like continuous of like things are bad, things might be getting better, trying to work your way out of it, but then you're back at the beginning. Like that's kind of like that was a personal point in my life, and so this whole thing is kind of a reflection on that.
So it's a cycle for you for putting these two parts together. You started, as you just said, and then it just kind of brings it right back to the beginning again. With this two-part album. But what I wanted to talk about was that in the middle of doing this second part of the album, did anything change in the writing because of your time off? Did that influence some of the albums or some of the songs on the album?
It kind of did in a way, because I hadn't, the lyrical content and everything comes from, things that have happened years ago. But the idea is, when the pandemic happened, I was one of those kind of, I don't want to say fortunate few, but I was one of the fortunate few who were found a lot of good out of being kind of self-isolated. So I had a lot of time to just calm down mentally and just kind of refresh myself, and just I was starting to be at peace with a lot of things.
Sure.
And so then having to go back and finish up the lyrics, which are kind of dark and personal, it was hard to get back into that headspace to finish the album.